A lot of years ago, when I was about 16, I went to hear a lecture given to the Bradford Organist Association by Professor Ivor Keyes of Birmingham University. It was about how to play Bach. And some of the things he said have never left me. And there was one part of his talk where he actually spoke of the importance of trills and ornaments in Bach as being mediums of expression. And he demonstrated it to us, and I was so impressed I've never forgotten it. And basically what he was saying, that Bach uses trills and ornaments and morns and so on in order to heighten the expressive content of the music. And he pointed out how you don't actually just play a trill like a clock or a machine. You can start a trill slowly and then gradually get quicker, or you can do it the other way around. And in the, if you play an expressive melody, you don't have to play it absolutely in strict time all the time. You can have a slight flexibility of rhythm to bring out the feeling of the piece. And that's why I want to play the Lent choral prelude, O Mensch Divine, Dein Sünder Groß, which is a wonderful illustration of a right-hand part fully ornamented, which is actually the tune of the hymn, but beautifully decorated and ornamented. And in order just to set the scene, I'm going to play the chorale first, which I think is one of Bach's finest harmonisations. It's quite obvious he liked the tune very much, and he harmonised it with tender, loving care. And it's got some wonderful moments in the harmony, and I think it makes quite a good prelude to the prelude called Bell itself, because it's obviously a tune Bach liked, and he actually, in transforming it with decorations and ornamentations, made it into something very special. And the last thing I'd say about Bach is this. There are very few pieces of Bach where there isn't something very remarkable happens at some stage or other, like at the end of the A flat major prelude in the second book of 48 Preludes and Fugues, where suddenly it veers off from A flat major into A major. But he doesn't put sharps in, he put lots and lots of double flats. And then it quite easily it just gets back into A flat major. It's brilliant. And Bach is full of those imaginative touches. Lord knows how people who are going for strict old temperaments cope with that sort of thing. Now, sorry, that's a rather wicked remark. But this score prelude has its own little thrill towards the end, where the harmony moves away briefly from the key, and there's a C flat in the pedal, which is absolutely miraculously beautiful and so unexpected. So when you play Bach, look for the miracles and the beauties. And when I play this piece, or lots of pieces where something special happens, I can imagine Bach looking at me with a sort of bit of a twinkle in his eye and saying, what do you think about that then? And so, by way of introduction, I'm going to now play the chorale, and then I'll play the